Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Oops, I was totally muted there. Fully muted there. Not good. So it looks like I'm off to a valiant start thus far. And I've got a few technical knobs and buttons I have to take care of for a second here. I got to get my Skype line up and running. But I'm taking your calls, 347-826-7667. This is Vince in the Bay, and you're tuned to the After Party Sexy Time. This is for those of you that have already had a night of joyous celebration and you want to continue that vibe, but do it via the internet, and BTR, as it were. Yeah, call in. 347-826-7667. Vince in the Bay here with you. Going to go into some music here as I try to get my Skype line hooked up. While I'm doing that, feel free to join me in the chat room, and if you have any requests, I can take care of those via the chat. Anyways, being a party, we're going to put on some party music, so here's some classic Gap Band right here on your After Party Sexy Time. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Say oops upside your head, say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head, say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
I'm back at it again. Radio station WGAP. Now on all you gappers and you finger snappers, you toe snappers, and you love snappers, I want y'all to say this with me. Bang! Say it loud. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, the bigger the doctor, the bigger the bill. Say it loud.
Thank you. Don, what's up? Coming through, coming hard. That funk, yeah, man. What up? I don't know, man. You tell me. I got a caller on deck here that I want to get to from the 111. So let's go to my call. Wait, first of all, am I muted? I am not muted, am I? Yes. I always forget that. That's like the first thing I need to check in this thing because I'm always unmuted. I'm always muted. But hopefully right now I'm unmuted, and I will unmute. Speaking of unmuting, let's unmute the 111. You're on the air.
Hi. I heard you actually not – I shouldn't say I heard. I read on Twitter you were looking for sexy people, so I thought I would come apply. So how do I apply for the sexy after party?
You're in the sexy after party. You don't have to apply. You're already in.
Oh, I don't have to apply. Oh. Okay.
If you got this far down the rabbit hole, then you're already certified.
So I'm good. I'm allowed to be on the sexy after party, even though I kind of missed Beneath Everything Radio. Like, I kind of missed that because I was at the mall.
Oh, you missed it. Ronnie got super drunk, and then he was late for a meeting.
Uh-oh.
He got totally wasted. Like, he's just fucked up. And, like, somebody's going to, like, take him to a meeting where he's – and he was supposed to be at the meeting at, 45 minutes ago.
Okay.
He just finished his show. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was actually the entertaining part of the show was him talking about the fact that he's just getting drunker and drunker and talking about how much later he's getting for his meeting.
Well, he needs to share the alcohol. I think he should share it. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, of course.
Do you know who this is?
Yes.
Okay. This is making sure.
You broadcasted it to the world on Twitter. Great.
I'm sorry.
Great. Now people think I might know you. You're supposed to just be a Twitter pal.
Oh. Sorry. I'm a Twitter stalker. I love to stalk
you. Well, it's
out
now. I mean, well, we might as well not pretend anymore. I mean, it's out of the bag now, so forget it. It's on Twitter. It's like... some paparazzi site.
I retweeted your stuff.
TMZ already screenshotted that, so even if I deleted it, doesn't matter. It's already on Twitter.
Is Blog Talk hosts not supposed to be, like, Twitter, like, lovers or Twitter friends or whatever? Like, are we breaking, since I guess technically we're co-workers because we work for Blog Talk Radio, Are we breaking the rules? Is this sexual harassment?
Well, when you put it like that, it seems like it, but I think it's...
Sorry. Am I throwing you off today?
You always throw me off.
Tie roll.
Yeah. Yeah, your sexiness is very intimidating. You bring a wild dynamic to the show. You definitely increase the sexiness. For
Thank
sure.
You. I mean, I can't be as sexy as you, but
no,
I try.
Obviously, I mean, you can't. But
I'm not sexy as Vince in the Bay. I'm sorry. I wish I could be, but
no, you don't want to be that. Trust me, it's lonely at the top.
If you and Ronnie had a kid, I would be your kid. I'm just throwing that. I want to be as cool as Ronnie Rucker, but I'm not as cool as Johnny Walker, and I want to be as sexy as Vince LeBay, but I'm not as sexy as Vince LeBay. So I'm like, if you and Ronnie had a kid, then the kid would be me. If two guys could have a kid.
How do you know the kid isn't you, actually? How do you know we didn't give you up to for adoption?
You're my daddy? Hi, daddy.
Well, I wish it didn't have to come out this way on BTR and all, but, I mean, yeah, actually, I kind of got to tell you the truth. Ronnie and I are your parents.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's so weird that you put that together like that.
Oh, my. I'm so excited to have two awesome dads, a sexy and a cool dad. And Ronnie's sexy, too, that's all I got to say. So,
yeah, Ronnie.
Sexy dad.
Why do you think I hooked up with him?
I can see why you did.
Speaking of Ronnie, he just tweeted, LOL, just told the driver I need to take a shower. He was like, what the fuck, man? I told him he can have my baby for me. He was like, pass, I'll wait here.
Interesting. But
yeah, fascinating it is.
Oh wait.
I was agreeing with you.
I know, but I thought it was funny how we were talking about I am yours and his kid and then he tweets about babies. That's just
it's like there's some EST going on right now.
Wow.
Synchronicity.
Right. ESPN.
Like from, yeah, Sports Center.
Well, whatever you guys did was a sport, so just saying. I'm actually.
So you've been watching SNL? Have you been watching SNL?
I haven't.
You're not missing anything, sister.
I don't watch that show.
You're not missing it. You're better off without it. That's why I did a blog talk. I'd rather do a boring ass blog talk show than just sit here and watch boring ass SNL. What hurts even more is they got the chick from Glee is hosting it, so it's all these Glee references in some of the sketches.
The lesbian
I tried to watch it for a little bit, and I just kind of tuned it out. It was just kind of like I didn't understand the references. So when I watched that show, I didn't even realize it was like a sitcom. I thought it was, I don't know, I don't even know what I thought it was. I thought it was like a reality show or something. I had no idea.
I only watched like two episodes. They did like a Lady Gaga episode, and then they did like a Britney Spears.
Yeah, see. I watch Dancing with the Stars. That's that's gay enough. I can't do any more gay.
But you love
because if I start doing too many gay things like enjoying openly some gay stuff, that's gonna look suspect.
It's okay. I'll be your fruit fly.
My fruit fly.
Mhm. That's what they call
what
them.
Does that mean?
Or your, I don't like this word, so I can't say it, but it rhymes with hag, and it's a blank hag. So I don't say that word, because I love my gays. You saw me.
Right.
I did a whole, I love my gays. They're amazing.
You make love to them?
Well, I don't have a penis, and I have a vagina, and they don't like vagina.
You don't need a penis or a vagina to make love.
Sure, we make magic.
What are you, a hermaphrodite?
Yeah.
What do you just got? Are you like a Ken doll? Or are you just there's nothing down there?
I have a vagina.
Yeah.
Breaking news, I have a vagina. And the gays don't like the vagina. But I was, to tell you, there's a story that I was just at the mall. I was at Lane Bryant, and my friend and I were looking at bras, and there was this bra that had, like, pinup girls on it, and I was like, I don't want girls all over my boobs. And then this girl looks at me, who I think is lesbian, and smiles. And so I was like, yeah, no thanks. And then I walked away. In the wonderful life of Callie. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I talked about you this week. Yeah. Me and this guy. Okay. Me and this guy, I think, is really cute in my class. You might see me and see him. But he's like, oh, he likes the situation on Dancing with the Stars. I'm like, you should totally watch Dancing with the Stars. I got this guy that I met on Blog Talk called Vince in the Bay. You might see me tweet him, but he's obsessed with Dancing with the Stars. And, now we're Dancing with the Stars buddies. So I told this guy that I think it's cute that he should watch it, too. But in turn, basically, I just talked about you, and, I just told him that you were cool because you watched Dancing with the Stars, and I think he should watch Dancing with the Stars, too.
Yeah, once I realized they had really hot chicks, they're not stars. I mean, they're more like semi B-list celebrities or something. I didn't realize they had hot chicks on that.
Yep,
I thought it was
they do.
A bunch of old people old washed up stars dancing.
I'm surprised
Go
ahead.
No, what'd you say?
I was like, I'm surprised you're not rooting for Audrina, because everyone thinks she's so hot.
Yeah, she is pretty hot. She's obviously going to last longer than the pistol. So I'll probably, once Bristol gets knocked out, I'll probably switch to her.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's hot, for sure.
Who do you think is going to go home this week?
Florence Henderson.
Really? But she's awesome.
Not to have sex with.
Well, hey, old ladies give great head because they don't have no teeth.
I can't confirm that. Can you?
I don't have. No,
how do you know that?
I
how do you know that?
I.
There's some.
What
was there some study released?
I don't know, but I mean, they say fat chicks give great head because they try too hard. I'm assuming old ladies do because they have no teeth and they don't bite. So I don't know. You should do a study on that. Just make sure you get tested every time.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Of course. I want to thank Girl from Detroit for joining us in the chat room now. We have a grand total of 4 people in the chat room.
Hello.
Girl from Detroit.
Girl from Detroit.
Next to last, Dawn, and your girl, Callie, who's holding it down here with me. Co-hosting on this glorious Saturday. Ooh, 2 minutes from Sunday morning on the West Coast, the best coast,
the Golden Coast.
So for those of you on the East Coast, the East Coast, we thank you for hanging in with us late night. I know it's might be 3 a.m. where some of you are. Girl from Detroit, you're in Detroit. I think it's maybe 2 a.m. where you are. So appreciate you coming through. She came through from Ronnie's show. Girl from Detroit, you missed her. We were just talking about Ronnie. And how we spawned your girl, Callie.
I just tweeted him. I was like, me and at your Twitter name, we're talking about how I am your guys' love child, smiley face.
Yeah. Yeah, 3 a.m. in Detroit. Detroit's on East Coast time.
Yes, actually, I dated some guy from Detroit.
I don't know the time zones. I have no idea what the time zones are like. I mean, I know East Coast to West Coast 3 hours. And I know West Coast to Hawaii is 3 hours. So
really? 3 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's 9 o'clock where Ronnie is right now.
Okay, so
he does his show to get like warmed up for his night out. He like that's how he gets a buzz on so he can go do what he's got to do on Saturday night.
But like,
then who's
the 2 hours away from us? Because we got Alaska. Then like, what the fuck's in between Alaska and Hawaii?
I don't know. You should look into it and report on that.
What? Okay, sorry. I was reading Twitter at the same time.
Oh, is that the Twitter feed? So were you just verbatim what you saw on Twitter?
Yeah, I just laughed.
Oh, he just ordered you to go to your room.
Huh. Why? I'm just reading back. Why?
I guess you're misbehaving. You must be a bad girl. Are you being a naughty girl?
Not right now.
Or wait. The problem is actually you're not being... That is the problem, actually. You're not being a naughty girl. There you go.
I have no one to be naughty with.
Well, you know, there's got to be someone at the local... the local drive-in that you might know, some young buck?
We currently don't have a drive-in.
The hell happened to all the drive-ins?
They, like, shut it down, and I was like, whoa! We went to that, like, when I was a kid.
There needs to be a drive-in revival.
I agree. Drive-ins are badass.
Why would you... I mean, they're still doing movies. Why did drive-ins... I mean, people still drive cars. Why did the drive-ins fail?
I don't know. Maybe because it wasn't, like, a big thing, I guess.
But it was a big thing for a long time. Drive-ins were, like, when I was a kid, back in the 40s, like, that's all you did was you went to the drive-ins and made out.
I don't know. I never made out. And drive in because obviously I was way too young, but I'm down to go to the drive in right now. Like that shit was amazing. But yeah, I was gonna say something, but I totally forgot. Fuck.
I threw you off the drive ins.
No, I've been doing that lately. I've been like, I forgot what I said. You know, like I would type during tweet or texting or, like, talking on the phone. Like, I totally forget what I would say.
You know what helps to add to the decline of the drive-ins?
Mm-hmm. Birth control?
Well, over time, the economics of real estate made the large property areas increasingly expensive for drive-ins to operate successfully. Land became far too valuable for businesses like drive-ins, which in most cases were summer only. Widespread adoption of daylight saving time subtracted an hour from outdoor evening viewing time. These changes and the advent of color television, CCRs, and video rentals led to a sharp decline in the drive-in popularity. Drive-ins were subject to the whim of nature, as inclement weather often caused cancellations. They eventually lapsed into quasi-novelty status, with the remaining handful catering to a generally nostalgic audience, though many drive-ins continue to successfully operate in some areas. So, yeah, they just real estate, technology, another example of how technology advances us, but also makes us obsolete. The further the technology goes and evolves, the more obsolete humans are, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think it's crazy how we rely on so much technology like Facebook and Twitter, and like just a couple of years ago, we didn't have these profiles online, and we're putting, I am, you know, a sucker for it. I put so much of my life on the internet and stuff like that. I just think It's a lot like 1984 in a way. It's just, but it's kind of fucking with their minds. You know?
Yeah, you could say that. I think it's more like A Brave New World, where it's by, I always forget how to pronounce his name, Aedius Huxley?
Mm-hmm.
Aedius, whatever. He's a contemporary of, what's his name? Now I can't think of the guy who wrote 1984. What's his name?
I have no clue, but...
Whatever. Well, the guy that wrote Brave New World was a contemporary of the guy that wrote 1984. He kind of had a view of the future that was to another extreme than 1984. Instead of like a total, like the mind police and the total police state, his vision was that it was going to be a completely open society where all information and everything flows freely and openly, and so they're able to get away with these nefarious, the elite who are in power are able to get away with nefarious things because they're able to manipulate it. And I forgot where I was going with that. But I want to take a break here and say, hey, Melinda N., thank you so much for joining us, honey. That makes a whole lot of sexiness in here. It's all ladies, I think, except for Next to Last Dawn. It's just me and Next to Last Dawn pimping with girl from Detroit, Melinda, and, of course, our guest host tonight, this morning, your girl, Callie. You know, I haven't looked at the switchboard in a second.
I want to say okay. Happy 10-10-10 to everybody.
Oh, shit. Is that right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. What are we supposed to do at 10-10 this morning and tonight?
I'm going to be asleep at 10-10 in the morning.
10 seconds.
Creepy.
I think at 10-10... in 10 seconds on 10, 10, 10, I think everybody should do 10 sit-ups.
No, I have boobs. They hit me in the face. That doesn't work.
I'm sorry? What'd you say?
So, no, I have boobs. They hit me in the face when I do that. No thanks. Something
else.
Oh. Yeah.
I can help block them so they don't hit you in the face. Block them. I can block them with my face. Anywho, moving right along, give me a call, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay here with you on your after-party sexy time show with your girl, Callie. We're taking your calls if you need some relationship advice or... life coaching, or if you just want to inquire about the decline of the drive-in movie theater as we know it, feel free to opine about everything. The number is 347-826-7667. I'm back here with your girl, Callie.
Hi.
So, Your girl, Callie.
Hello.
Every time I look in the chat room, Melinda is talking about porno. Or somebody
she's
else.
She's having an orgasm.
Who's having an orgasm? What the hell is going on? Oh, she's saying at 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, we should all have orgasms.
But that's not
really. I think I'm going to be working at 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, at least in the morning. I can probably shoot, no pun intended, for the nighttime version of 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Isn't that what it is officially? 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, right?
10, 10, 10, 10, yeah.
AM and PM. George Orwell. Thank you. George Orwell and Aedes Huxley. I feel bad. That's probably not how you pronounce it.
Well, who cares? He's dead. He won't know. Also, I would like to state the fact, thank God I don't live in Arizona. In Arizona, it is illegal to have more than two dildos in one house. Just saying. What the fuck?
Yeah, another reason to live in California.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how we do.
That's how we roll.
So Callie, what record is ripping the charts right now? What just came out?
What's really, really popular is G6 by Far East Movement. We play that.
I have
a
no
lot.
Idea what that means.
G6 is
who's
a car.
The band?
Far
who's
East
the band?
Movement. They're a bunch of Asians.
You gotta put that. You gotta paste that into the chat. I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't even know if I'm hearing it correctly.
Far East.
Brett Favre?
Far. Hold on. I'm going to type it.
Yeah. See? Very good. Thank you. Just type it in there, and then I'll put it into Google Translate. Aedes Huxley? Aldous Huxley. Aldous Huxley. Yes.
the girl who sings it, I don't even think she's part of the group, but the girl that sings it, she's from Manteca. That's in Northern California.
Really?
For everyone. Yeah.
They still have the water slides up there?
I think they took those down, to be honest with you, because
no.
I remember going up there.
That
like,
was the only reason to go to Manteca.
Yeah, Manstinka, I call it. Or Bard.
Yeah, I don't know. I have fond memories of sliding down the water slides up in Manteca. It was a joy. It was a childhood joy because when I was growing up, they didn't have a lot of water slides. Like, they used to have this Marine World I think it was in like Redwood City. And it had these kick-ass water slides that went through, like, a mountain. It was like a volcano, but it had all these different water slides that cocooned through it. And it was, like, the best water slide ever. Greatest thing of all time. It was always my favorite. And they moved it to somewhere in, like, Vallejo or something. But they didn't move the water slides with it. And it was such a fucking heartbreak to see those things destroyed. I wonder if I can Google footage of that. Something else to put on the list.
Last week I was in the bathrooms and I thought of you.
Really?
I was in the bathrooms and I thought of you. I had to go to Los Banos. I was like, oh my God. Where is Vince?
Dude. We're never in Los Banos at the same time.
I know, right? Fuck.
Like two parallel lives. Oh, we lost Melinda. Gosh darn it. Oh, Cooper Head. But we still got Girl from Detroit and Next to Last Dawn. Thanks for... Stay in tune. What's that?
Is Next to Last Dawn hot?
He's a Dawn. What do you expect? That thought never even crossed my mind.
I thought, is he hot?
I just presumed. I mean, he's a Dawn. He's
Would
the next
you like
to last
to have
one.
A blog talk relationship with me?
You should private message him. I'll wake up Girl from Detroit.
Or you'd have like a foursome.
Totally. Simultaneous.
Actually, I have a question. Have you ever heard of anyone having trying to have a blog talk romance?
On purpose? Like that's the gimmick of the show, or
no,
it just works
like,
out?
Like it just works out like that.
Like, and then it turns spills over into a show.
One blog talk radio host likes another blog talk radio host, and then like they try to have a relationship, and then like I don't know.
Well, I saw Miss PG and Petey Green get married on BTR.
Are you serious?
I met them before they got married. They've been living together for a little while, but they're technically two different blog talk hosts that openly have a relationship on BTR, and a very explicit pair of hosts, no doubt. They get it on, and they're not ashamed about it. But they share it with everybody. And
they
got married last year.
On blog talk radio?
Not on the radio, but they they had the wedding, and then they they had the pre party on pre show, and then they got married, and then they came back later and got drunk and went on the radio and went on Ustream or whatever. Yeah, some of that stuff got out of hand, actually. It's pretty crazy. Who's this, Bruno Mars? I have no idea who that is.
He's an awesome dude. He's, like, hot. Like,
mm-hmm.
he's a cocaine head, but
mm-hmm.
he's hot.
Aren't they all? Doesn't that go without saying?
I guess. I don't know. No, next to Don.
Apparently
to whatever.
He helped. What's that?
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I heard that he helped write that CeeLo Fuck You song.
Oh, yeah. That's big.
Which begs the question, CeeLo needed help writing that song?
Pretty much. It just repeats itself, though.
I know. I mean, like... Was that who CeeLo was hanging out with when he came up with the idea?
I guess. I didn't know that they were friends.
I got to find out. I got to investigate. He's going in on SNL right now.
Is he singing?
He's singing right now. Check it out.
Is Bruno Mars on it?
Yeah, he's on Channel 3 right now. Yeah.
Where the fuck is my
remote?
I did not
SNL.
Know.
I mean, the song is almost over.
Oh, my God.
Over.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
Where's my remote?
We'll do another one. We'll do another
one. I miss Bruno Mars? Like, I would have his kids. I have a chance to follow him now. I don't even know which one.
He's still on there.
Song. Oh, ew, his hair.
Oh yeah, when you smile, baby. I don't even know if that picks up on my stupid... Hello?
It did. Hello.
Are you buzzing me on my own goddamn show?
I don't know how to buzz.
Oh. All right, that's all right. I'm kind of buzzed right now, so I got that covered.
Well, let's do show.
At least you got the end of that.
I did. He needs to cut his hair. I'm just saying. His hair is not hot.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to go for like some sort of like cross of young Elvis and Richie Valens type of thing.
Yeah, not working.
kind of got the bouffant. Is that what they call that? A little bouffant going there. That was fun. Hearing you get excited about Enrique Iglesias. Bruno Mars.
That was Bruno Mars.
Same difference. Same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. Same shtick.
So, I'm looking at people who have shows on. Like, are any of them good besides yours?
Oh, you're looking to ditch out on me already, huh?
No, I was just looking. Because I don't, honestly.
Oh, yeah, it's cruising. Just looking.
No, but I will be honest, Vince. Like, I really don't come on Blog Talk Radio at all unless you, Ronnie doesn't have a show on Blog Talk anymore. It's unless you or Desert Rose. Like, those are the only people I listen to.
Ew, you go to Desert Rose's show?
Mm-hmm. You don't like her?
I had some bad experiences on that show.
Really? Well, the only reason why I went to that show is because CRC went to that show, and then I was like, all right, I'll follow.
Yeah, she's still around. She's still doing her thing. There's a handful of people that are still doing their thing. There's been a lot of turnover, and there's also kind of a new, new crew of like hardcore like conspiracy theorists that are always doing their shows all the time. Like that used to be like shit like that before, but now there's just like every other show is a conservative New World Order show.
Ew.
And it's just oversaturated. It's just overplayed. Everybody wants to be Fox News. But
Fox News can suck my right.
But there are some diamonds in the rough. That's the thing is, you hang around Blog Talk, it takes like a month to get reacquainted with all the shows that are new on BTR, because like I don't know if you remember when you first started it, the first like month, you know, like there's people that do shows once a month. There's people that do shows like once, you know, twice a month or like once a week, and like. You don't get to see the entire spectrum of shows until you've been through like a month cycle. Like that's what I remember is like I'd find enough all these people that do these one-off shows and stuff that are really cool, and there's still that shit going on. But whatever. I'm just too lazy to do Ustream or Livestream or whatever Justin TV whatever stream.
I do have to ask you, since you did show up to my show on Monday, what do you think about my Ustream?
I thought you looked cute.
Thank you. Thanks. But, like, was it okay? Like, that was the first time I've ever did it. Like, I feel kind of bad. Like, the people on Ustream weren't, like, hearing the Blog Talk Radio show unless you clicked on the Blog Talk Radio. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's a problem, because then you end up listening to Blog Talk, but, like, seeing the stream delayed, and it's like, you might as well just, you know, just listen or whatever. But I thought it was fine. I thought you did great. I mean, I basically listened on Blog Talk and then had you on mute on the other channel.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Blog Talk ended, I just unmuted your channel. So I think you, like, were still hanging out for a little while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my
no,
new
I thought
thing.
It was fine. Yeah. Have you done another one since, or what's up?
I haven't did another show. I've been really, like, busy with school and with work. But I really want to do a show about driving and how people drive. And kind of give people statistics, because I recently just got a speeding ticket and kind of opened my eyes. But I want to kind of give people, you know, a food for thought. And then there's just this guy who I was dating just really got on my nerves. And I just really want to do a show basically about just fuck you to him, be like, you're an asshole. But not technically say that in those terms, more like... it would be like a metaphor for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Next to last song, I did check your profile, and I did think you were cute. I did. Ooh. But I don't want to be a creeper and be like, ooh, you're hot. Like, I don't want to be a creeper. Because there's a lot of creepers on Blog Talk, and I don't want to be considered a creeper. But, I mean, I see you. You're cute. I'm gonna have to check your shows out. Just saying.
Are you talking about Next to Last Dawn?
Yeah. Did I say his name wrong?
Are you hooking up with Next to Last Dawn on my show?
I asked if he was hot, and he said, yes, I am. And then I did check his profile, but I didn't want to be a creeper and be like, oh, he's so hot, you should call in. Like, that's just kind of creepy, and I just wanted to put it out there.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? You think a guy that has his profile name says he's the next to last Don? Do you think he's going to have any problems with a girl such as your girl Callie creeping on him?
I just didn't want to creep. Like, when I go to the club, I see
a guy like that wants you to creep on him. He says he's just eyeballing you.
He
says you're eyeballing him.
You know, you never know.
Uh-oh, he's going to call in. Call in, pimp. I mean, Don. Is that insulting? Is that insulting to call a Don a pimp? I guess it wouldn't be if you happened to be a Don who was a pimp. Anyways, pimp or no pimp. Next to last, Don, you're welcome to call in. The number is 347-826-7667. I'm going to take a quick break here. I got a tinkle winkle. Hopefully, when we come back, Next to last, Don will pay us a little visit here. And we'll get things crack-a-lacking with Callie and Next to Last Dawn. So give us a call, 347-826-7667. Let's go into
Britney Spears.
All right, here's Britney Spears on your late night after party sexy time show. Give us a call, 347-826-7667.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass. And for the last 300 months, I made 16 albums with me on the front, and they bump. Where you get your beats? I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gon' yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word?
Bitch.
Why they gotta say it like short?
Bitch.
You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dog, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle.
Around, see the country come back and hit the town. I'm in Miami, New York, and
ATL, Houston and LA, act Dave Chappelle. By my rich bitch, you got it from me and made $50 million. I'm proud of you, G. But I'm crazy, you don't wanna be like me. I come from East Oakland where the young kids hype me. Blow it. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Up all night, baby. Album number 16. Y'all can't fuck with that.
Woo! Damn, I really wanted... I'm so used to the club version. It, you know, they just do the bitch, and, like, I wanted to sing, and I wasn't muted, or I was muted. Now I'm not muted. I think Vince went to go pee. But why don't you guys give us a call? Let me see the number. I got to scroll up on my little blog.
It's 347-826-7667.
Yep, that's the number. And I wanted to be like, what's my favorite word? Bitch! And then I was on mute. And I was like, oh. And then it didn't say it again. I was like, oh, so sad.
Oh, you do a pretty good bitch. Actually, I can't even say it. Do it again.
Bitch!
That's fucking good. I'm gonna
sample
that.
Dude, like, they play that song in the club all the fucking time. All the fucking time. So I hear that shit all the fucking time. There's this guy, I'm not going to say his DJ name, but he plays the same mix every fucking week. And it's like, wow, dude, you get paid to mix music? Fucking put some other shit in it. Just saying. I hope I'm allowed to cuss on this.
Well, you want to hear some shit that's like, that's fucking mixing some shit up?
Yeah.
Let me get fucking crazy here.
Yeah.
How about some gypsophonic disco?
Woo! I don't know.
This goes to Next to Last Dawn. Give us a call, man. 347-826-7667. This is Gypsy Funk Disco. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just arrived at the Gypsy Funk Disco.
another track that ends abruptly, which is how we like to serve it up here at your After Party Sexy Time program. It's Vincent and Bay again here with you, and of course your girl Callie.
Woo!
We are broadcasting live from the West Coast, aka the Best Coast. Golden State, Cal I-Forn IA.
I am super jealous. I don't know if you knew who Semi-Precious Weapons are, but they follow Ronnie and my best gay, and they don't follow me, and I'm going to tweet them. I'm like, you follow my two friends, and you don't follow me.
It's ridiculous. Tragedy.
I know, right? Everyone should follow me on Twitter the same.
Totally. Follow your girl, Callie, on Twitter. I just tweeted about her, actually.
I saw that. Good looking out.
There you go, baby.
Homegirl status. Holla.
That's right. So, do you use a new Twitter?
I think I told you. I think we're talking about it.
You probably did, but I'm so wasted, I don't remember.
The new Twitter did not like me. And I tweet for my, because I'm also in newspaper at my college. I tweet for them because I'm addicted to Twitter with 4,000 fucking tweets. And so I tweet for them, and they got the new Twitter before me, and I was just, like, really upset. I was like, what the fuck? Why? And
yeah.
So then I finally got it, and then I hated it. And then I was like, well, fuck you, new Twitter. I don't want you. Just saying.
That's exactly how I reacted to it, too. Yeah, it was just... No. It took me about 3 minutes, and I was just like, no, it's fine. I think I know what I want from Twitter, and kind of used to what it is right now. It is what it is. It's simple. It's plain. It's basic. That's the point. And now you're trying to shuffle things around on me. No.
I don't like the big-ass thing. Like, I don't want this big-ass tone thing, like the solid color, like if you have black or pink or whatever. Like, I don't give a fuck what you're telling me, like how many followers I have. Just tell me where to tweet, who to tweet. At my app mentions. My app mentions weren't working yesterday. I was pissed off. I was like, what the fuck, yo? What the fuck? Thanks.
WTF.
WTF.
LOL.
LOL, smiley face.
I like to do the smiley face, but I also use the... You shift 6, it has that little, like, that little arrow doohickey thing.
It makes it look like a nose.
Yeah, it gives it a nose, and then a mouth. I don't go too crazy with the verticons or the emoticons, for that matter. But I do.
I really the smiley face is easy just so I don't have to say anything, but I will type out smiley face if I'm flirting with somebody.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like a playa is supposed to like take that smiley face and be like, oh wait, she really likes me.
Yep. Just saying.
Yeah, just put it out there, sister. It's preaching to the choir. Give us a call, 347-826-7667. It looks like girl from Detroit has woken up. Welcome back, our good friend, girl from Detroit.
Hello.
She's listening and playing Halo.
Nice.
And she's following on Twitter. That's great. Girl from Detroit, we are fans. She's a follower of Ronnie Rucker. It's basically the Ronnie Rucker after party. That's basically what this is. We're just riding on his coattails.
Hey, anything for, you know, for the coolest, you know, coolest.
For the cause,
yeah.
I'm all about, I'm a team member. I'm all about doing it for the cause, yes. Especially if kids are involved.
See, you're the sexiest. You're the sexiest Blog Talk host, and Ronnie is the coolest Blog Talk host.
Even though he doesn't post on Blog, even though he doesn't know it's on Blog Talk.
What? No! Sorry, I didn't mean to scream, but my laptop was falling, and I didn't want it to fall.
Catch it.
I'm sober, by the way. I don't want you guys to think that I'm in.
Yeah. Can you imagine her drunk? Oh my God. What's the point? You're already like loopy.
Thank you.
Well, I would know I'm your father.
That.
I'm your father. I should know I'm your father. Hello. In the genes. I know. I just know.
I'm
Ronnie's got it right. His life is just like on your live stream with the green screen in the background. Just playing tunes, dude. What else do you want? Where it's at. Too bad that shows thing with a Z didn't pan out. Next to last dawn, I'm in the Bay Area. I'm in the South Bay. The Silicon Valley.
Key West, Oakland.
Right in the heart of Silicon Valley. That's where I was born and bred. But I've ventured around. I lived in New York for a while. That was fun. Wait, where is next to last dawn from? He said he's 2 hours away. So, where is he? Like Montana?
Sooner or later, we will be able to go to a storefront and buy some pot because, yes, on 19.
I just saw a poll. No, not my poll, but...
oh, shit. Did you hear me sneeze?
Zoom type.
Thank you.
Tom,
I was like, oh, my God,
hold yourself, girlfriend.
I'm sorry. I meant to mute myself. I'm sorry.
Pull yourself together. My God.
I didn't mean to sneeze on your show. I'm sorry. And it wasn't even cute. It was just like, yeah.
You're right. It wasn't cute. It was sexy. You don't understand. I get so much fan mail for people who have sneezing fetishes. There's like, oh my God, you got that chick to sneeze on your show. It's great. And they just like rewind at that spot.
Ooh.
For them, it's like, it's like watching your orgasm.
Oh.
The equivalent.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so some fetish people just got off right there.
Well, I'm
a lot of fetish listeners. So you should consider maybe even modeling on some of the fetish sites. The Sneezing Illustrated, that's a good one. Girls of Snot. You got to check out Girls of Snot.com.
That's
right, your wildest snot fantasies with really hot chicks. Next to last, Don, he's in Dallas, right on, cool. So yeah, next to last, Doc's supposed to be calling in a second. And while we're waiting on him, we've got sort of 45 minutes, so. Girl from Detroit, if you want to hang out on the air, you're more than welcome to join us. The number is 347-826-7667. And press on Callie.
One. Press. What?
I cut you off. You're going to press on something. Go ahead and press, baby.
Oh, has Girl from Detroit ever called in? Because I've never heard her voice. So I know that she used to come to my show, and then me and Ronnie had a show at the same time, and so I lost her to Ronnie, and then, like, I don't do a show. I just do shows randomly. And so I don't think she's ever called into my show, or I've ever heard her call in.
Yeah, she's cool. She parties.
Yeah. Get down with your bad self, girl. Yeah.
Her and I are having some sexy party time on the private messaging right now. It's great.
Oh, whoa, bro, whoa.
I'm basically sleeping with her online. It's great.
I don't remember hearing your voice.
Oh, yeah?
That's a bad memory.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I used to work at a 1-800 service, so you might have heard me there.
What are they? Y'all getting free down in private messaging? You two are freaks. Get a girl. Work it. Make him work it.
So, make him work it. So, you are sound like you're a proponent of sort of dangling the carrot, teasing before pleasing. Is that what you're all about?
I am that. I have a point system. You just gotta earn your way.
For sure.
Like, you have to earn a kiss. You have to...
you have to earn a blowjob.
You have to earn it. Cause
you don't have to earn a handjob. Because you can give that to yourself.
You have to earn that.
We have another caller on here. Let's go to the 000. You're on with Vincent Kelly. What is up?
Hello.
Is that the last second to last Don?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, damn, I didn't even know I was up in here.
You are up in here. And up in here is the After Party Sexy Time program. And I'm your host, Vincent the Bay. This is your girl, Callie. We're both out here in Cali. We're just kicking it here, holding it down as people are lingering in from late night hysteria. So think of us as like sort of a party landing pad. This is like, boom. You bounce up, you get your second wind, and suddenly you're partying again, but it's on the internet.
Y'all can hear me?
Yes, we can. What's up?
Hello?
Hello.
Si se puede.
Si se puede? That's like Spanish. Why are we going to do in Spanish? Hello?
Well, you have something against España?
No, me, like, part España.
Are you racist?
No, you're not. I'm
you're
brown.
Totally racist. You're brown?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you're brown? What does that mean?
I'm brown.
You're African? What does brown mean? I have no idea what brown... Brown can mean anything. Brown can mean fucking you're Sicilian. I don't know.
I am Mexican.
Ah, Chicana!
Guantanamera.
interrupt this one bada mana moment to report live that some people might be interested in the fact that Enrique Iglesias is back on TV singing songs and trying to look sexy for the TV. So I know your panties got wet last time this happened. So I just wanted to give you a heads up. Your dude is like...
So B.O.B.?
B.O.B.? What's bring your own beer? B.Y.B., I mean.
Wait, he's doing a melody.
Oh, a medley?
Mm-hmm.
Or probably both, melody and a medley.
A melody.
Medley of melodies.
Of his song.
He is totally trying to be young Elvis mixed with Richie Valens. That's what he's trying to be right there. Bingo. Hey, look, he's got the look. He's got the look. Who does that song?
I don't know.
He's got the look, she's got the look, and blah, 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 blah. You know that song? Yeah, no, you're listening to Enrique Iglesias. What's he? You sound good?
That's not Enrique. Enrique is Spanish. Well, I guess Bruno Mars is Spanish. He's like half white, half Puerto Rican. And he's from Hawaii. And his real name is Peter.
You won't do the same.
He's making me cream my pants right now.
Well, make sure you clean that shit up after
you're done. He's got like a full band though. He's got the two girls on the violin. That's a nice touch.
Make sure you clean up. Because that stuff is not good laying around.
I know. That's why I just put, laid diapers out all over the floor. So. I'm sorry? Is that next to last on?
Who's on Skype?
Is this a riddle? It's like, who's on first, what's on second?
I don't know.
Who's on Skype?
Yeah. Oh, wait a second. Who is that on Skype?
No, I'm asking because I got the Skype hooked up, but it's like I'm echoing.
Really? Do you have your computer on and also your headphone on or on the phone so you can hear both? That might be the problem. Anyways, we're having some technical difficulties here. I don't know who the hell is on Skype, but we'll get to the bottom of this mystery and many more in the next half an hour here. Join me and my co-host, your girl Callie, as we dig deeper into the matrix that is Blog Talk Radio. Give us a call. Join that after party sexy time with who's that on Skype? Your girl Callie, Vince in the Bay, After Party Sexy Time. Join us 347-826-7667. Let's keep partying here. Let's do some disco partizani. Be right back.
Thank you.
Please On Me. There you have it. That's Chantel with Disco Partizani, if you hadn't guessed it. And I am Vince in the Bay, if you hadn't guessed it. And, wow, I really need to clear my throat. I'm getting a little cotton mouth. So the SNL wrap-up, they finished up with the last sketch where they went to the miniature baby head on the neck dude, like some guy like pitching real estate, and like the commercials of him pitching to the camera, and then like for like the punchline, it cuts to this little like baby head that's like ingrown into the neck of this guy. It was like not like a fully functional, it's like basically a mini me attached to his neck, essentially. Yeah, that's what they're resorting to. Usually SNL, the first 10, 15 minutes is where it says. Like if the opening sketch isn't a humdinger, forget it. But usually I hang in through the news. If it's going to be good, it's going to be good up until the news, including the news. And of course, if you're a fan of the stupid musical guests, maybe you'd like it a lot. That sort of thing gets you off. I don't know. Hey, Callie, what was your assessment of the... What was your assessment of Enrique Iglesias' performance tonight on SNL?
Bruno Mars. Enrique is way hotter than Bruno. It was okay. I am sort of a fan of him. I'm kind of disappointed that he got caught with cocaine in Vegas, but who doesn't do cocaine nowadays? I don't know. I liked his first piece where he did his single... what the fuck is it called? The Way You Are or something that's just The Way You Are. I love this song. That's like my song. Melody was okay. I don't know what song he was singing after he sung a little, doo-wop thing above Beautiful Girls featuring B.O.B. He sings that on that song. Yeah, Beautiful Girls. Yeah, whatever. It's really popular in the hip-hop world. It was okay. Like, he needs to cut his hair.
You're really, really short?
It's okay. And, like, you should just really have a short hair.
What about Justin Bieber? What do you think about his hair?
Justin Bieber. I cannot really say anything bad about him because we are currently giving away tickets to go see him. I am not really much of a fan. I do like his song, One Less Lonely Girl.
So you're more into his songwriting skills.
Very, it's just whatever about him.
It's not about the hair, it's about the tour.
He's going to be on tour. We are currently giving away tickets for him. So whatever works for him, I guess.
He's on tour?
Yes, he is. My World Tour. I think that's what it's called.
Anybody interesting opening for him, or is it just him?
Last time it was the big fat black dude. What's his name? Sean Kingston.
Oh my gosh, I saw Sean Kingston. I actually got some pretty good video of Sean Kingston in Brooklyn for free. I don't know when it was. It was like summer of 2007, maybe. And Lauryn Hill did a free concert in the park in Brooklyn, some park way out in like boonies, like it was the hood, like it was like BET style up there, but it was packed. It was just like jam packed, and I snuck all the way up to the fucking what do you call it, the pit where the photographers can be at. And fucking saw him open up. Like, he went on at, like, about 8 o'clock maybe, and he'd play for maybe half an hour. And he was good. It was like, whatever, Sean Kingston. Okay. I think his song at the time was like Little Girl or Baby Girl or Something Girl. Whatever, Something Girl. They're all Something Girl. Yeah, so he opened up for her. I got to see him, like, like all up in his grill. He couldn't have been more than, like, 18. He's young. And then, like, 3 hours later, Lauryn Hill came out and played.
I hate, like, when they do that, like, in between.
She's a diva.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's like I totally fucked up my knee.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think I might have to be put on the DL.
Gotta get that shit checked out.
Disabled list. I think I'm going to go to the 15-day disabled list and do some rehab and come up, play some double-A ball, some triple-A ball, and then I'll be back in the bullpen, try to work myself back into the rotation. And speaking of rotation, we do have some more hands up. I need to acknowledge this. We have a new caller joining us from a 972. Go ahead, you're on the air. Or not.
Shit, so I had to call in on the phone.
Sorry, I unmuted you late there. What was that?
Next Alive down here.
What's
you
that?
Hear me?
Yeah.
What's going on?
What'd you say?
I said Next Alive down here.
Oh, Next Alive down here. All right. Nice. We're finally connected.
You took your team
lower here,
huh?
Dun, dun. Yeah, dude, she's a diva. I was not very impressed with her either. She had, like,
she
had two bass players.
Mind or something, man.
She had like, two bass players, two of everything, two drummers, two guitarists, two keyboard players. It was, like, two. She's like, I just love two of everything, just because I can. Actually, No, seriously, no joke. One point she had three bass players. One of them quit because he's like, this is fucking ridiculous. Because she's like fucking real finicky. And he's like, how are you going to have three bass players at the same time? Stupid.
I guess she must really be going crazy. Like they said something wrong with her mentally.
I don't know what's going on. She came out. Apparently, I didn't go to the Rock the Bell show, but I heard that she came out for that. But at the last minute, she switched time slots, which is kind of suspect right there. It's just like, okay, what?
Man, that's fucked up. They don't
try to
call
Quest up, which is
probably better.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's going down in the hometown, Dallas?
Nothing really.
You a Cowboy, Cowboy fan?
Fuck no. I just moved up here like 2 years ago and shit. I'm actually from Cleveland.
Oh.
I ain't no fucking Cowboy fan, but shit. I'm really a goddamn Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but fuck the Cowboys.
Yeah, I totally hate the Cowboys.
See, I can't stand the fuck. And then the Super Bowl is out here this year. So I don't know. I'll be at all the fucking festivities, but fuck the fucking Cowboys. So it's fucking quiet now.
Huh.
What's going on? Everybody like hush hush.
Everybody turned their vibrators on. Everybody's
got
their anal beads in right now.
Oh, then we
keep talking.
I am shopping for a rainbow flag.
Ben said you got the damn anal beads in.
That's him. He likes his anal beads. I'm not a fan of that. I am eBay shopping
well,
right
we
now.
Offer it. Yeah, I was going to say, we offer it in the fruit basket we give to all our co-hosts that come on with us. And it's there. I mean, they don't have to use it. But if we throw it out there, it's just like an amenity. A little, yeah. It's right in there with some potpourri and stuff.
I don't want a banner. I want a flag. That
you
much.
Want what?
I am buying a rainbow flag on eBay right now.
Oh, okay. What, you going to the parade or something? They got a parade going on?
Nope. I'm just showing my support for the LGBT community.
Oh, okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So
I asked a guy at work not too long ago because somebody had a rainbow flag on their bumper and shit, but they had the sticker on there. And I asked one of the guys at work, well, what if I threw one on mine and supported, like, you know, a friend of mine or a cousin or something that's gay? And they said that shit wouldn't fly too good. I said, well, if I'm supporting somebody, why not? And he said, because people are going to be looking at me like I'm gay, which I don't have a problem because I got friends who are gay, I got cousins who are gay. But they said if I put it on there and supported them, that might not fly over too well.
My friend is saying I can get it cheaper. I wonder where the fuck can you get it cheaper at. I am a big supporter of the gays. I love my gays. So I'm actually, you can go to www.nohatecampaign.com. Basically, you know, it's for the Proposition 8 gay marriage. Tomorrow, which would be Monday, at 5:30, everyone is lighting a candle in support of the teen suicide. So if you want to do that on Monday, that'd be cool.
Is that all over the place?
Well, in Santa Barbara, but I don't live in Santa Barbara, so but I'm still going to do it. Also on...
Because by being out here in Texas, one thing I will say, if you gay in Texas, now I'm not, like I said, I'm married and all that, but if you gay down here, you know, Texas, it's like Bible Belt down here. They don't believe, I mean, anything to do with gay or whatever down here, I mean, probably everybody, they're like fucking against it. I mean, and I don't have no problem with it. Like I said, I got cousins, I got friends, but down here in Texas, I just read in the paper that there's some people who wanted to get a divorce here in Texas. And they can't. They're telling them they got to move back to Boston because they won't do it here.
That's retarded.
Well, I don't know if you really like familiar with Texas, but they down here they're totally against anything that's anything down here really.
I have a friend that lives in Dallas, or she goes to school in Dallas. Not quite sure.
Well, they got a story up here now because there's a transgender in high school. It was a guy, but now it looks like a girl. They had a picture in the paper. And I guess, well, I'll say she, but she wants to be the prom queen. And the principal is like, no, we can make you the prom king, not the queen. So she was like, she didn't understand why, because all her school peers accepted her for what she is. And her mother was like, you know, she accepted her, but they was like, no, you can be the king, but she don't want to be the king. So they told her ain't no way that she can be the queen. That's going on down here right now for the homecoming. I'm like, damn.
Lately, like in the last couple of weeks, there has been suicide. And it's really just really, really sad that, you know, people are dying over this cause, and I just think it's a big thing that we should kind of look at. And I did actually a YouTube video. There was this kind of like celebrities were doing it, and I'm like, well, since I'm part of the media, I should do it anyways. And even though, not because I'm part of the media, but I just think that I should do it. So I did this YouTube video called "It Gets Better." Just hopefully, someone out there who is thinking about committing suicide or whatever. Sees it and and it makes a difference. But people are just doing it, get better. Videos just saying that it does get better because all these young people are committing suicide because of harassment and stuff. So.
Well, did you see hear about the guy down there at Rutgers?
No.
Oh, y'all didn't hear about that down there at Rutgers? It was a big thing up in the paper, and I seen it on the news that the guy was in college down there at Rutgers. He was
dead.
And then the guy streamed the shit online, which I thought was fucked up, his roommate, and some girl streamed him having sex with another guy, and then the dude jumped off the bridge and shit.
The Washington Bridge, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, and to me, like I said, I don't have a problem with whatever anybody does. I mean, I really don't care. You know, I'm a man, I like women. You got some men who like men. You got women who like women. If that's your sexual preference, you really can't help it if that's what the fuck you like. And I think that the guy who did it was wrong, and then they're only talking about giving him, like, I think 5 years in prison if they even get that. They might not even get that. They might get fucking probation. For leaking that video out. I think the motherfucker should get goddamn life because the dude killed his own self.
Hell yeah. Because, I mean, even though he did not commit the act, he helped commit the act in a way, you know?
But shit, basically he killed him. I mean, shit, I don't know. I'm like, people out here crazy nowadays, man. I say, man, whatever somebody want to do, let them do it. As long as they ain't fucking bothering you, what the hell difference will it make? That's just my opinion on it.
We need more people like you in this world. Like, I was having this discussion in my journalism class, and in California, like, the two main things, besides the budget crisis and us being hella fucking poor and stuff, it's about gay marriage and legalizing pot. Like, and we're having a discussion about it. I don't smoke. I don't get high. That's not my thing. That's just something I don't do. People that I hang out with, they do it. That's cool. Whatever, you know, they do it. As long as you're safe with it, that's cool. This girl who's, like, all Bible belt, you know, like, strictly Christian, you know, Christian, whatever, she straight up was like, do you have any morals? I was like, hold on. Yes, I do have morals. I'm a straight female. If you want to, you know, do whatever you got to do, you do whatever you got to do. If you like the vagina or if you like the penis or if you like both, whatever, you do your thing. You want to get high? You do your thing.
I like the penis in the vagina.
You know, you got to do what you got to do. You like what you like. That is not for me to choose what you're going to do with your life. And we just had this big-ass discussion, and I was like, you don't try to control other people.
Well, my thing with the pot is like this. I'm all for them, like, legalizing the pot because if somebody's sick, if I was fucking sick, cancer or whatever, and, you know, a lot of people lose their appetite and shit, but weed, you know, make you hungry and all that shit. So if that's what they want to do, if you legalize it for that purpose, and then somebody really goes to the doctor and then can show proof, then fine. Well, fuck it. Even if you legalize it, and it's not just for medical reasons. Marijuana ain't like crack. Ain't nobody going around here killing nobody with a fucking dime bag, you know, or shit like that, or a motherfucking ounce of weed. You know, now crack, on the other hand, you get motherfuckers killing somebody for goddamn $20 just to go get a fucking rock. But my thing is that just legalize this shit, man. I mean, I don't understand it. It's a fucking, the shit grow naturally from the fucking ground. It ain't like it's fucking engineered, you know, unless you're doing hydro. But fuck, even if you're doing goddamn hydro, fuck it.
Yeah, it's not my thing, but hey, if you want to do it, then you do it. You go, you do your thing. You leave me in my own little house or whatever. I have this quote. It's like I was getting into this argument about gay marriage. Like, first off, it's my body. If I want, I choose who I want to see it, touch it, you know, smell it, whatever. Like, what am I looking for? I'm tired. Fuck, I can't even think of the word.
How does it smell?
It smells amazing.
My God, if you could describe it.
It's my prerogative to have, you know, someone do that. If I choose to put, like, a ring on my lover's finger, then that's my thing. If I want this this person, this guy, this girl, this whatever to benefit from me, you know, then that's my thing. That has nothing to do with everyone else. So I'm just saying. And scene.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Very nice.
Well, we went over quite a few topics there. That was a serious little session there between your girl, Callie, and the second to last Dawn. If I got that right, I don't know. I don't really care. I do care. I kid. I kid because I care.
Thank you. Very nice.
So anyways, Callie, you touched on gay marriage. Dawn... you what you hit on there? What was that? What were you talking about? You're talking about the smoking pot, marijuana, cannabis. Yeah, the Prop 19 thing. Okay, and then there's one other thing I'm missing here. He was talking about something before. Oh, the Rutgers. Yes, the Rutgers killing. Okay. So the Rutgers thing, obviously a tragedy. No doubt about it. Sad story all the way around. Nobody's disputing that. Now, I would go so far as Dawn would to say that the people who streamed this were forcing him almost, like, making him want to kill himself. Like, I think if you talk to those kids, I don't know the story. All I know is some kid jumped off the bridge because he got caught being taped and streamed on the internet having a gay encounter and getting exposed. I get it. But I think if you talk to those kids that recorded him, do you really think they had malicious intent? Do you think that they knew that if they streamed this and this kid saw it and found out about it, that he would kill himself? Do you think they knew that? I don't think they did. I think they were trying to pull a prank on this kid. Who knows? Maybe they thought they were doing him a favor. Like, oh, hey, we made this little sex tape of you. You know, it's okay. You're our friend. You know, you're gay. It's fine. They might have had the best of intentions on it. Who knows? You know, they didn't. I don't know if, like, I'm not saying that they aren't liable for something, but I wouldn't say manslaughter or murder would be one of the things that they'd be taken to court on. I'm sure there's something pending. I wouldn't doubt it for a second. I don't know what the story is exactly. And I wish we had more time. We only have 5 minutes left. The number here is 347-826-7667. It's Vincent the Bear here with you. Ramping it down, as it were, with your girl Callie and Dawn, the second to last Dawn, that is. I really appreciate you guys coming through and sharing your thoughts. The cannabis thing, the Prop 19 thing, is going to be interesting. I don't know. I heard last thing I heard is Prop 19 is not going to pass. Some Reuters polling, which, you know, is dubious, but still, it looks like it's going to be tight. I think everybody knew it was going to be tight. So who knows? I wait and see. I'm just waiting and see. Let's see what happens. Some people speculate that prices will go up. Some people think quality goes down. Who knows? There's people that would dispute quality right now. I mean, it's already going on here. It's been going on here for 16 years now, right? 14 years now? 15 years now? I don't know. 96. You do the math. So, I mean, they talk about taxing cannabis and whatnot. You go to a dispensary in California, you're paying tax, sales tax. So they're already taxing it. They are already taxing cannabis for medical use. And when they say we're going to tax it, that means we're already taxing for it. Now we're going to make some special taxes just for it. So that's going to be interesting how that's going to play out. I don't know if it's going to work. There's a lot of hubbub for and against, and I say, why not? Let's see what happens. Who knows? I'm at least for decriminalization. Let's at least, like, empty the jails of people who are just have minor offenses and nonviolent offenders. Just let them all out. Put them in a, you know, if you can take stimulus money, take all those people out and put them in a job training program or some shit. I mean, do some real stimulus, if you will. And then the gay marriage. That kind of, I don't know where you're going with that, Kelly. But I'm totally down with the gays. I think I said this on my last show. I'm for homosexuality. I promote especially male on male. The more males that are gay, that's just less competition for me. It's more of my sexiness can get out there. And, you know. Anywho, I want to thank my co-host, Callie. Oh, she's a Callie. Hey, baby. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks. I was hella saying something. I forgot what I was saying, but I was, like, muted, I guess. Okay.
What were you saying?
I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, well, say it again, then.
I forgot.
Second to last, Don. Do you remember anything?
Todd, what'd you say?
Do you remember anything?
About what?
What Callie was saying?
No, I know. I just heard it, so she forgot.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I was just asking. It's just, who knows?
I just want to say, good show, man. I enjoyed it.
Oh, right on, man. I'm stoked that you came through and hung tight with us. It was kind of like I do these shows on BTR just sort of spur of the moment, and you never know what's going to happen. And it's, again, another delightful endeavor. It beats watching the paint dry. All right. Thanks, Callie. Thanks, second to last, Don. I'm going to sign off here to all those listening and broadcasting live. I am going to finish things up on the other side. If Callie and Don want to stick around for a second in overtime, we can get into it. If not, no big whoop-de-do. I want to thank all my sponsors, especially what was this stuff called? Super Trainwreck and something else. Mango OG Kush. There you have it. Catch me sometime again around this time. Probably next Saturday on the After Party Sexy Time program. and we're in the overtime portion of the program. This is Vince Dinvey. This is where I recap the happenings and thank the folks, the listeners, the chatters, and the callers, because it's really the callers that make it happen. And it was great. We had your girl, Callie, who was co-hosting with us tonight. Lovely and talented. Always a pleasure to have her on the program. Yeah, she's holding it down there. And we also had the Teflon Don. I forgot his name. What was it? I have so many freaking windows open right now. It's ridiculous. Where's my chat window? My goodness. Oh, next to last on. That's what it is. The second to last on. The next to last on. I think I said it wrong on the show. Fuck. It's right ghost. But, a girl from Detroit came through. That was cool. Next to last Don came through. That was really nice. That was fun. Again, another impromptu show. Oh, yeah, I got some invitations on my BTR. I don't even know who this LTR Miss Fitness 75. Who is this? Just huge. Wow. I don't remember this person ever. Why are they adding me as a friend of UTR? And she hosts a show called Speak Again Online. Damn. There she is. Okay. All right. And there you have it. Speak Your Damn Mind. Okay. I hear you. I'm going with it. I'll add that to my friends list. Wow, I got 3 invitations. This is great. This is a profitable show. Girl from Detroit. I thought I was always already friends with. What the fuck's that about? Pretty big Sarge. He's a BTR stalwart, if that's a word used correctly. Ooh, damn, it's almost time to refill the Skype. Which brings me to the Skype caller. What was up with that? Oh, yeah, Callie just tweeted me. She says, I'm going to bed. Good show. She's a good sport. She is. She actually works in radio, which is cool. Turn it up, dude. Turn that up, dude. Ronnie Rucker is still on the run. He's on the move. Wow. Speaking of which, I've been on the move way too much recently. I've been doing some serious manual labor. It has taken its toll already. I'm like, we're still going to work like 5 more days on my feet. And I'm going to die. Like, my knee is like ready to give out. It's ridiculous how out of shape I am. But it's good. I guess it, forces me to exercise the muscles that I'm not accustomed to exercising. Usually I'm just exercising my brain muscles. Oh, damn, next to last Don, still in the chat. Next to last on, says Zebs. Can you still see me in the chat? Yeah, so that was a fun show. That was a lot of fun. Callie's still sleeping on the show, in the chat. The chat's still open. Last on, I asked him if he was still on the show, and he says, don't know, sleeping. He's sleeping. Ridiculous. Oh, she is. Yeah, she's still sleeping. Yeah, it's what I have to do right now. I need to go to sleep. I need to rest my bones because I got to get up in a few hours. But I did this show because I knew it would tire me out a little bit more. And it would be better than watching Saturday Night Live and trying to fall asleep. So it was a pleasure enjoying this Saturday sexy, what was it, after party sexy time show. Damn, there's still shows on. It's, oh, it's still early. It's only 1:40 a.m. here on the West Coast. So there's still shows going on. Late night something. Ghost? No. Oh. GLB Addicts Ghost Stories. GLB Addicts Ghost Stories. What does that mean? Well, I guess we lost our caller. That was fun. They were just lurking there. That was a trip. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Elton John. Yeah, there you have it. As a side note, I'm not gonna divulge anything. That's your side note right there. Sucks with this BTR, just everything shuts down. The switchboard, just you can't play songs, you can't mute people, you can't even tell if they're still on the line. So for all I know, somebody muted themselves. It's just listening. And in which case, I feel sorry for you because I'm ready to pass out right here. And I think I am. Anyways, so the Giants, are they playing tomorrow? Not the Giants find some way to pull something off here. It would be really interesting if the Giants could do something without Bonds. That would be interesting. Definitely worth checking out. All right, so thanks, next to last on, your girl, Kelly, and all the listeners. We love you. We'll check you out next time. Peace out.
Blue, blah.